מסיר מפרי על ביגט של מדברי ביר אז נוס ביגט בן כיח לאסיס כי שערי הוא תולמי שמייתי כל רבי ישראל מפורשים נעדות לך בניגר שם עם בורבס דת מנחת רבי ישראל מפורשים כל תתעסת תקדושי ורבולנו ויהיה אפשר עם הכי, חודו את זה רשובי, כיחה כיחה ביחה, ויכול הלמד מזה רשובי, כמו שקוס מפי רשום, ויכול דובו, ואין די רבון אמינו, היחסית מעל ידי, ומאבין חוין לעזור על דוגוסו, ויסייב סייב, כי כמשנינו שבלו רבון לא סיבל הזנוס, על כל רצור חטוריפורש, כמו שברשתי, שהקדושי נעקורים יקורם, ולמוי מכאן להבו. נעב, Then he mentions another pshat that we'll discuss soon. But that was the last thing we discussed last week. So he said that the pshat of Rabbi Isai was the shita of the Rambam. Not that the Rambam explains this Gemara that way. But those who explain the Gemara this way have to agree with the shita of the Rambam. But that doesn't mean that the Rambam has to agree with the pshat. The Rambam could explain the Gemara the way Rashi and Tais was doing. But, the Rav Migash, now let's see. You have yes, the Rav Migash, right? Last week we had a whole Shas. Now we can finish the way we're reading. Okay. Ashrei mi shebo lekan v'tamid biyaret. Okay. Rabbi Gershon, the Gemara in connection with the Gemara, the Memches Amud Beis. מר ברבה שאומר באישו ודאי קדושן להב. In other words, if the husband forced the woman to give her consent to the קדושן, he said to her, now you give your consent to the קדושן, otherwise I'll hit you, I'll have you arrested, this, that. In other words, he used coercion, force, and then she said Reitzani, because of the force used by the Mekadesh and with Mekadesha, so midiraisa, without the intervention by the Chachamim, the Kedushin should be valid, because agavunse gomarum akne, just as it told you vizobinzimezine, because agavunse gomarum akne, so here too agavunse, we presume that she agreed to be Mekadeshes, but in view of the fact that he didn't act decently, so the Chachomim were mafkir the Kedushin. Mother Rav Asher Omar, B'isho Badai Kedushin Le'av, Hu Oso Shalei Kehegen, Lifichach Oso Yine Shalei Kehegen, Vafkinu Rabbonu Kedushin Le'av, Omele Rabbinu Rav Asher, Teinar V'Kodesh B'Kaspe, Kodesh B'Biyah Ma'ik Le'meimah, Omele Shavu Rabbonu Kedushin Le'av, So here in Bolivastre, the Gemara also applies the principle of Afkin Rabon Yishmei. But there is one basic difference. Here in Bolivastre, the Chachomim were Mafkir at the Kedushin at the very outset. He was Mekadesh, an Isha against her will, and she's, because of the force, or the threat of force, she said, Reitzani, so the Chachomim were mafkir the Kedushin at the very outset. Mashein kein ksubes, so the Chachomim were mafkir the Kedushin mafreya, not at the very outset. But years later, in other words, he might have married a woman 20 years ago, but then he gave her a get, and he mentioned it now, Am nashalu ovei teich shreishin yei, and he did not come, but he did not come not because he didn't want to come. He did not come because there was an illness, he became sick. He was not able to come. So midiraisa, כמעט לי בינס, he's not considered as a כמעט לי. But the Chachomim, because of Tluis, Pruces, הוא המתקיע דקדוש לא מפריע. But here, in contrast to the case in Bobasre, the Chachomim הוא נת מפקיע דקדוש לא מפריע, והוא מפקיע למפריע 20 years later. So now the Chachomim said, if someone is Mikadish and Mishan, and at the very outset, the Kedushin was Kedas and Kedirin, no flaw in it. But then years later, he gives her a get on a T'nai. And then the T'nai is kind of anus. So even though Midraise, the get should be no get and should be a sore alme, but in the event of such a contingency happening years later after the Kedushin, the Chachonim HaMavkiah, the Kedushin Mavkiah. So that's the difference in the facts between the case here and the case in Mordas. So, but here also the Gemara applies the same principle of Achtinu Rabbonu Dishmuni. So, Omer Rabbinu Rabash Etinu Adi Kodesh B'Kaspe, Kodesh B'Biyem Ha'ikal Meimar, Omer Yishavu Rabbonu Dilos B'Yaznish. So the Rabbinu Gershni here says, Tinu Adi Kodesh B'Kaspe, the Heinig Dushin the Rabbonu, Mishum Hoche Motze, להפקויה רבונו מרבון אבל קודש בביה ועל כוחו that means when he forced us to say ריצני so the ביה היינק דושי דרייסה ועיבול הסבל מהיקרמי so this is what רשי means רשי says שמעתי כל רבייסה ומיץ כל רבייסה אבל יארשן אבל יארשן wasn't Rashi Svebi, he was Rashi Svebi Svebi. In other words, Rashi was the Talmud of Rav Yaakov Yaker, and Rav Yaakov Yaker was the Talmud of Rabbi Gershon, so he calls him Rabbi. So we said that the Pshat in Rabbi Gershon, not Chas V'Sholem, which gets a woman is Chayev Esmise, if she's Miskadeshes, Bikesek, and then she's Mizani. So he and the Baal are Chayev Mise, Samim. So that's inconceivable. But Rashi means the Shittes Aramba. The Shittes Aramba means, that the Shikeset in this, the Rambam doesn't call it the Rabbon, he calls it the Bezit. Rambam, Perek Aleph, Milchasishis Halach Aleph, Halach Abeis. Now, the Halach Aleph we already mentioned many, many times. Kedem Akhidiyah Erem Hidiyah Shabashukim Retzuhu Gili Yisrael Yisoh Machniso Yisrael Beisi Yisrael Alo Beinu Ben Atmi Yiti Yisrael Yisho Kimi Shemit Natero Mustavu Yisrael Shemdir Zor Yisrael 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 ולכוחים אלו מיצרסס של תירוי וביחוד עם שלי שדבורים אלו היו שמיתנו בכסף אוי בשטר, אוי בכסף, אוי בשטר, אוי בביה בביה הוא בשטר מהתירה ובכסף מזה בסדר ולכוחים אלו הן הניחוי מדושנו הירסים לכל מוקד ואישו שמיקנס ביחוד מגיעים דבורים אלו היא הניקחס מקודשס ומרסס נכתיבים שנכניסו אישו ונאסס מקודשס, אף על פי שלא ניבה לו, ולא נכניסו לביזווי לו, הרי איש איש איש, ועבור לו חוץ מביי לו חייב מסת בזן, והוא רוצה לגלל שחרגת, so the Rambam said it's blessed, but of course it's like that. That even if she was מקודשת בכסף, so עבור לו חוץ מביי לו, is חייב מסת בזן. So, דיבר סייפרים doesn't mean דיבר סייפרים. It means it's a special type of the rice. And in certain sforim, the Rambam says, not here, but he says, Uvikesev din teiro midiveseif. In this Rambam, he doesn't have that gears. But whether it has that gears, din teiro, and diveseif him or not, it means the same thing. It doesn't mean has v'sholem diveseif him. You see, the Rambam is careful. not to use the expression of the prayer. Whenever the Rambam uses the expression of the prayer, it means the Rabbanu Manish. But the Sefer in the Rambam can apply to the Rabbanu like Chaya Samigilo and the Hanke, the Rambam will say the Sefer, or to the Raise Mamish, but not to the Raise that is explicitly mentioned in the Torah, but to the Raise that is deduced through the Midrash Atir and Rashi. So, in other words, so it's not a question of semantics. I mean, if it had been just the name, so I mean, why do you want to discuss it and make a big issue over it? I mean, Masik and all of that. It's a question of semantics. It's not a question of semantics. Because there are two categories of devices. And those devices are implicit within the Mashmoy Samikon. But, as the Rambam points out, in the Sefer HaMitzvah Sheir Hashem, the Rambam says that Tayyab Mitzvah's Nemo Nation in Sinai has reference only to the mitzvahs that are explicitly mentioned in the Torah, or implicitly mentioned in the traditional mitzvah. But not the rices, it does not include the rices that are implicit not within the traditional mitzvah, but within the drash. Even though the drash is just as MS as the traditional mitzvah, but it's a different type of the rices. There are two types of the rices. There is one category of the rices that is implicit in the traditional mitzvah. And that's why the Chachamim always emphasize a mitzvah in the truth. Right? The Chachamim have to emphasize a mitzvah. Let them say there's an alaf shah. Mitzvah in the truth. In other words, there is a special significance in the pshat of the pasuk in the traditional mikvah. So there are two. So there are two mashmoyis in the mikvah. Yes, what is it? Yes, there is. I discussed it last week. Won't you hear? All right. So Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaZikaron. So we have to. So. I said it's not a question of semantics. There is a practical nafkamina. And one practical nafkamina is in regard to Yishwe. There is aloche, nishba levato es hamitzvah is Yishwe Hashem. Yishwe Hashem, not only that Yishwe is not chal. If somebody takes Yishwe, he will not put on tefillin every day. So it's not only that Yishwe is not chal. But it's Yishwe Hashem, he's chayav malchus for the love of Rishis HaShem HaYishmakech HaLashon. So Mele, if somebody takes a shvuyah, the little Mele, so it's a shvuyah shop, the shvuyah is not chal, and it's a shvuyah shop. Still the Rambam says in the shvuyahs that if somebody takes a shvuyah she'ichel, chotzi kazayis nevele. Chotzi kazayis nevele. Even though chotzi shiur is also not Torah, according to Rabbi Yechanan, and the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yechanan, but the Shvi is Chal. Not only it's not a Shvi Hashav, it's even Chal. But even Chal, of course, no one will ask me, you go ahead and eat Chotzi Kazayis Nevele. So, if it comes to Bezdin, so Bezdin will tell him the Shvi is Chal, so mainly you have to go to Chochel or to the Yates, and they will be mad at you. Suppose he can't find the Bezdin, will matter him, so then the Allah is dead, the Pesach said. So then the Allah is, then Bezin will tell him, sorry, we can't find the Bezin to be mad at you. No Yochid Mumcha, no Gimla Gietis, that are who are willing to be mad at you. So Melee, just too bad. You have to be able to Shvuyah. Well, they can't say, but Shvuyah is how? How can I be able to Shvuyah? The answer is, there is a conflict between the Yisrael of Rishishbu Rishnura Shaka and the Yisrael of Yachad Vore, since the Shvuyah is how? And the Yisrael of Chatzishirish is also not Torah. So no matter whenever there is a conflict between two Yisrael. So if both Yisurim are become Basel, so then there is Allah HaKala Kautkin. Let's say somebody is a Chirishirish Bisakon. A Chirishirish Bisakon. And he has to do one of two Yisurim. Either he eats chicken that is Nevele, or the doctor says, if he eats chicken soup, of Nevela is just as good. So then, chicken soup is only an Yisrael of Tam Kiyijah. Tamkike are according to most Shemin, except for Netan, is not as Homer, even though it's also the right say, but Hetar is not better than Isa, so it's not as Homer as even Nivele, Chicken Nivele, Mamish, some Mela, Kalakal, Tchilo, Kalakal Tchilo. But suppose one Isa is the Sheval Tais, and one Isa is the Kumasei, so then we say Sheval Tais Ori. Sheval Tais Ori. In other words, we cannot say, even if the Sheval Tais happens to be relatively humble, and the Kumasei happens to be relatively calm. For example, here, he took his Shvue, Sheyeche, Chotik as I said, the Shvue is hal. And the Ram in Shvue explains it. Why is it hal? I cannot mention it. I mentioned it last week. Why is it hal? But Nishbal Batos HaMitzvah Yishua Shor? The answer is, since Chotishi Rosh Matiro is not mentioned explicitly in the Torah, we deduce it from it Roshe, because of Kol Chilet, the Rabbi is Chotishi. So Mimele, since it's not in Furesh, we need hope. So the Allah, so the Shvui is hard. The Allah, the Nishbal Batos HaMitzvah Yishua Shor, applies only to the Raisa that is Mifuri Patoh. So that's one big naftimini. In respect to Nishbal Batos HaMitzvah Yishua Shor. So it only applies to Nishbal Batos HaMitzvah that is implicit in the Kiddush HaMitzvah. Explicit or implicit in the Kiddush HaMitzvah. But it doesn't apply to the Raisa that is implicit in the Droshes. Of the Midrash Atir Midrash So in other words, so it's not the question of semantics, it calls it in a second. No, it has a, it's not the same deraisa level as the deraisas that are implicit in the Kiddush HaMikvah. So one of the Nachmanides is in regard to Nishba, in regard to Nishba and HaMitzvah. So, again, in respect to that question, so if both Isurim, there is a conflict between two Isurim, let's say in case of Pekach Nefesh, he has to do one of the two. Otherwise, he'll die, and Pekach Nefesh is there. So which one should be there? So Akalakal Tchil, Akalakal Tchil. If an Anos tells him, now you do one of two things, either you eat Nevele or Yamechal Shabbos, so he has to eat Nevele. Because Shabbos is more homo. The Ram says, the Kashe, why does the Gemara in Yuma say that if somebody is a Chilish, he is a Sakone, so we are allowed to Shecht on Shabbos, let him eat Kivele, out the Sheni, so Akala Kautilo, so the Ram said, I'm any Tavutzi. And the Ram, but the Teretz that is mentioned generally is the Teretz given by the Ram. He says, if somebody will Shecht on Shabbos, he'll do an Issa Melocha with his homer and his skill and his chores. Once, that's all. But if he eats the veiles of every kazayis, so many times an Issa Lav is more homo than a single time an Issa chores and his skill. So that's a kalakalka. So that's in the case where both Yisurim are become the same. But in this case, where he took his Shvui to eat the Chotzik of Ayis Nivele, and the Shvui is Chal, because even though Chotzik Shio is also not all, but Shvui is Chal, so, and he can't find the Bezni or Yochid Mumche to be matter him, suppose he took it all Das Rabin, it's impossible to matter him, so then the Allah is, the Bezni will tell him, just too bad, we cannot give you a heter to eat the Chotzik of Ayis Nivele. So what do we do? He'll be able to shvui. But he'll say, but the love of shvui is more humble than the isa of chotishio. After all, ha'ilom is daza aloisiso. And because of that, Pesach says, we say, maybe the choshin amomene, the choshin shvui. So the isa of loisiso of shvui ha'shoker is much more humble than the isa of chotishio. But, that's true, but if he did, if he doesn't eat the Chotzik HaZayis Nivele, so then he'll be either the Yisrael of Nisizmu Bishmila Shoker, Bishabal Taitse. But if he eats Chotzik HaZayis Nivele, he'll be either the Kumbasei. So if one Yisrael is the Kumbasei, and one Yisrael is Bishabal Taitse, then we say, Shabal Taitse Odi, even though the Shabal Taitse happens to be relatively homo, whereas even though the Sheval Taise happens to be relatively humble, whereas the Kumbasei is relatively tough. But it's how it is. So that's one afkemina. There are other afkeminas also. Not an afkemina that I know. There might be other afkemina, I don't know. Not an afkemina is in respect to the halacha of Yudashim, Yeshidikim, Valdir, Mizidim. So the Gemara says in Yume, the Gemara in Yume, in Beitze, that if Noshim keep on eating Erev and Kippur, if you keep on eating after Shtiye, and they're not Mesik, Mechero, Akeves, you shouldn't make an issue over it. Because Mudashi Yeshidikim, Valdir, Mizidim. Because these women, they don't know that it's also out there. There is a fear of the Isaac of the Hesif Mechira HaKadosh. So they will appreciate it. And if you tell them, so some of the women will listen. And some of them will continue to eat, even though they are told. Because they have been accustomed for a long time to do it that way. So it's Mudashi Yeshidikim, Valdir, Mizidim. So all the Rishonim say that only applies to a eating Samuch. But suppose there is a group of women or of men who eat and keep a mamesh, so then you don't say Mudashi Yeshidikim, Valdir. Even though the facts happen to be that even if you tell them they are continuing, so we don't say Mudashi Yeshidikim, Valdir. Why? So Rishonim say we only say Mudashi Yeshidikim, Valdir in respect to Nisa Rabbanon, or a Nisa the Raise, like Tesis Mechri or Akidesh, which is deduced to the Yiddish Hashem Hashem, it's not Mephoresh Bekor. But in respect to the Raise, we don't say Mudashi Yeshidon. So you have another basic Nachimine between the Raises that are implicit in the Pshutish Bekor and the Raises that are implicit, that are implicit in the Droshes of the Yiddish Hashem. So that's the shite of Rashi. But Chas V'Sholem, I mean not Rashi, Rabbi Gershi. So Rabbi Gershi means the shite of Rambam. That doesn't mean that the Rambam explains this Gemara like Rabbi Gershi. Yes?
If Rabbi Gershi means the shite of the Rambam, why does Rashi ask him when it's a zero shalom? And that's what he means.
Listen, if you follow up that approach, in other words, so no teretz can be given on any kasha. So then the result will be that no shurim should be given. You know, this is what Reb Chaim said. Reb Chaim said once about the conflict between Hasidim and Misnagdim years ago, not today. Today there is no conflict. Today everybody is a Hasid. There are no Misnagdim, Everybody are Hasidim, even the so-called Yeshiva Misnagdim are not Misnagdim. They are Hasidim, so they are different kind of Hasidim. You have Satmer, you have Goisenberg, you have Belzer, so you have Yeshivish Hasidim. But there are no Misnagdim. But years ago there was a conflict between Hasidim and Misnagdim. Today there is no conflict between Hasidim and Misnagdim. It's a conflict between Hasidim and Hasidim, you know. So you have in the Brach all kinds of Hasidim, Bihreyans, Hasidim, but they are Hasidim. I mean, they are as much Hasidim as the Satmar and even more. Much more. So there is no, the Hasidim won. The Hasidim won. They are no Misnagdim. Maybe the descendants of Alojim of Priska Misnagdim, the only Misnagdim that I have to go. Besides that, there are no Misnagdim. So only Hasidim. So Reb Chaim said, years ago, when the conflict between Sidon and Misnagdim was at the highest point, so the Hasidim said in criticism of Misnagdim, the Misnagdim are apikorsi. Why are they apikorsi? Because what do Misnagdim do to Rabbonim Misnagdim? They get up, it's the Hasidim, so they get up early in the morning, just as early as the Misnagdim. But what does a Hasidic Rebbe or a real Hasid do when he gets up early in the morning? He goes to the mikveh, he stays there, and he ponders, he meditates, and then he davens, he finally decides to daven. But the Misnagdim, they get up early, they say Birkat Torah, and then they start to learn. They start to learn, and they ask kashas, and they ask teretz, and they ask kashas. Why do they ask kashas? They ask kashas that here the Gemara says this way, and there the Gemara says the other way. So, what kind of the kashas? That's the way the Torah. The Torah says this way and that way. So we have to cross. So Chaim said that to Midrash. So he said, so you are all laughing. I would like to know, why are you laughing? They are right. It's a strong argument. Why is cautious? Why is cautious? It's a because. So Chaim said, so you mentioned the Midrash, that what the Rebbe Shalom told Avraham Avinu, Kachel Pinchas Kitcho, Esritzcho, Kachel Ahto, Lech Lecho, Haram Rio. So Avraham Avinu responded immediately, and he went. Then the Malach exclaimed to him, Atishlach Yotrona. So then Avraham Avinu asked the Kachel, the Rebbe Shalom. So then, Esme Lomartoli, I mean, Esme was a long time ago. She be Yitzchokim Kolach Vazara. And then, Vachshek Omar, the Kachas, we need to say the Kachas. So all the Mephoshim is the Kachas. Why did Avraham Avinu decide to ask the Kachas after the Malach told him, you know, not to touch Yitzchok, he should have it at Kachas. And when the Rebbeinu Shalom told him Kachas, so at that time he didn't ask. So what did Mephoshim say? Mephoshim say, if Avraham Avinu had asked the Kachas, at the very outset, when the Rebbeinu Shalom told him, Kachas Binchas Yichitzcho, as Yitzcho, Kasher Afto, Lech Hamario, then it might look as if Avraham Avinu is trying, you know, to evade, you know, the sacrifice. So Rav Chaim says, that's no teretz. That's measuring Avraham Avinu, that's the expression that Rav Chaim used. That's measuring Avraham Avinu's kapote with your own yardstick. In other words, that's describing Avraham Avinu in terms of your own character. After all, Avraham Avinu was on such a high level that no one could even have him achshav zore that he was trying, you know, to evade the tzibasha. So why didn't he ask? So Chaim said, that Avraham Avinu at the very outset did not ask because of the Chassidim's argument. The Chassidim say that it's not the Marat Kolasi, he has kashas. What's right when they have to ask kashas? The Torah says so, you don't understand it? It's too bad, you don't understand it. So the answer is, they are right. But one of the leading Shatir impressions then is Shrik Sudim HaMakrish Zeh Akhidobi HaKosma Shmishi Yachiyah. So in other words, if there are two psukim that are six of each other, they are six of each other, so then you don't deduce any halach of that six of each other. So then you don't, as the Hasidim say, Shnei Ksuvim HaKrishni Zeh Zeh, so it's kasha. You can't ask that kasha. It's a pikosis. Why ask it kasha? This the Torah says you don't understand it. There are many things we don't understand. We don't many things that the Rebbeinu Shalom does, that the Hashgacha does, we don't understand. So it's beyond the inquisitive breadth of our limited mind. We don't understand it. But if there is, once there is the kosher Hashlishi, Yahriya Ben Yem, so then that's one of the Yiddish Atira and Pashas. So the Torah is neatly Yiddish. So that's the reason as to why the Hasidim make a mistake. It's not that their argument is nonsense. It's not nonsense. What right do we have to ask kashas? The answer is, the Torah was given to the Jews to be understood. So we have to ask kashas. So that's why Avraham Avinu at the very outset, when the Rebbeinu Shalom told him, kachas bimchos, kuchitzchos, yitzchot, ashrafto, lech lechol, haram rio, he didn't ask any kashas. But he had a kash in his mind, that could help. There's a stira. Oh, the Rebbeinu Shalom told him before, the Yitzchok he called Chazora, and now he tells me he's slaughtering. So what's about the Yitzchok Chazora? Oh, it's a little. Do we understand everything? Do we understand the Holocaust? We don't understand it. There are many things we don't understand. It's just beyond the inquisitive grasp of our limited mind. But once the Malach explained to him, Tishlach Yotchona, so that was the Pasuk HaShlishi. So Shnei Ksuvim HaMakrishim Zeh. So if there is a Pasuk HaShlishi, so the Machriya B'neihem, then we can darshan, then we have to understand. So we have to understand what what is the kosva shlishi that is machia b'neir. So that's the answer. You say, you ask me, so Manishachi, that was the Pshatin Rabbi Gershi. Why did Rashi ask the kashe? But Yisrael still quoted the Teretz, I mean. And the Torah, as Reb Chaim said, the Torah was given to be understood. Not to say, well, I can't understand it. See, Rashi apparently assumed that Rabbi Gershi meant it's the Rabbonim Amish. Well, so then you can't learn. So you have to close up all the shivas and become Hasidim. All right. Then Rashi says, "Vam forish lema shavu rabon lechol mikachi b'diyeh bilas nus toiz gomeru uzbol hatzir eshishish hamiskadeshes b'diyeh b'loy get minatam hazeh b'limetzim zeh batam." Now this, yes, last week we didn't even go over it. So that's another pshat. That's another pshat. That does not refer to the pshat of Rabbi Gershi. But that's another pshat. I don't know whose pshat that is. That's a very strange pshat. Vam forish lema shavu rabon lechol mikachi b'diyeh. Here, as a matter of fact, Rabbi Gershi does mention something. But it's still another pshat. Yeah. That's also Rabbi Gershon, but that's another pshat. That has nothing to do with the pshat by Rabbi Gershon in respect to the Gemara, king of the Kodesh, because the Kodesh would be in Ayipa Meima. So the Gemara says, Shavu Rabbon on the man, the Kodesh would be in Yiblos of Bilas Nus. The Chutz be Kodesh. Hoyul the Tkiyu Kdushi Kaspe, Motzelaf Kulei Kdushi Bia. So that's also by Rabbi Gershon. But that's another pshat. This relates, the first shot by Rabbi Yisov that Rashi mentions relates to the Gemara of Tina because the Kaspe Kodesh would be a Meikol Neima. And this relates to the Gemara Steretz. Avtinu Rabbonon, Shavinu, Shavu Rabbonon, Libilosi Bilaznus. So, Vam Forest Rima, Shavu Rabbonon, the Holy Kashi would be a Bilaznus, to his Gomorrah, who bore the Hatir and Shishish. Hamiskadeshes b'diye b'loy get n'atam hazeh b'limotzinu zeh b'tam. So he doesn't like Rabbi Gershon's pshat. You see, Rashi so was not afraid to be chelik of Rabbi Gershon, even though Rabbi Gershon was the Rashi's Rebbe, but still he was not afraid to be chelik because Rashi had a different shita. So Rashi rejects Rabbi Gershon's pshat in connection with the Gemara, Tina the Kodesh Bekaspe, Kodesh Mivim Ayivonima, and he also rejects Rabbi Gershon's pshat in connection with the Gemara Steretz. Shavu Rabbonu Bilos Bilos. We have to understand what Rabbi Gershon's pshat in Shavu Rabbonu Bilos Bilos. So according to Rashi and Kitzves and most Rishonim, it means simply because Kodim Kaddish al Dal Taitre Rabbonim Kaddish, he says Kidas Meshav Yisrael, so Mele, it's like, it is as if he said, Harini Be'alo Chal Menashe Yotzah Chachon. The Gemara says, Harini Be'alo Chal Menashe Yotzah Avo, Rotzo Av Mekadeshes, Loi Rotzo Av Ein Mekadesh. What difference does it make? Whether the Tnai is Chal Menashe Yotzah Avo, or the Tnai is Chal Menashe Yotzah Chachon. So, and the Chachonim are not reitzim. If such a thing happens when there is a team of my ladies, some may lay the shin of how. But Rabbi Gershon explained that those that are different. He says that it means that I'm forced to imagine I will have one home to catch an idea, deal as news to his gomer. So he mentions because Rab Minget among them comes in beer, because it's a princess to be kind of beer. Even though Midrashe and Misha is the Gershon beer, but it's still a princess. As I mentioned, Monishia. It's mutamid raise, and it's not even mosamid rabbonon, because we don't find the chachomim at any time or on the minyan and the omisaki not in the kabbalim. We don't find such a chachomim, but still Rav Mingit aman and the aman kabbalim. Why is Rav Mingit aman kabbalim? Because it's a kritzes, it's a chutzpah, it's a chutzpah. It's in the gather of Rish Loch Novo Beshus Ator. There is no specific itself, but it's not a nice thing to be in Kali. It's not sneezed. So, Mimele, the Chachomim have a Keach, Rabbi Gershon says, to be HIV. What's the Pshat? I think that the Pshat in Rabbi Gershon is in line with Teis Reshitim Vrobaska, in that subject of to you, the Kaddish, the Yishon. So, Gdushin Lehavi, because who also shall we be again? So, Atkin Rabbonon Gdushin. So, Teisha says the Kashi. Here the Russian Agmori is, who also shall we be again? Leficha Chosulim shall we be again? Vafkin Rabbonon Gdushin. But Gemara doesn't say in the past. Kolam Kaddish died out of Adonai Kaddish. Here in Suves, the Gemara says, when the Gemara is the Kashi, when we can mean it, the Midaraisi, when you have it yet, when you should see the Sushim puts a shagan and she should slam, the Gemara says, hey, in Kolam Kaddish, I like the Adonai Kaddish, and I've given Adonai Kaddish in it. But why doesn't the Gemara in the Vasta say, called in Kaddish, I like the Adonai Kaddish, I've given Adonai Kaddish? The Gemara just says, who also shall we take again? Likicha Chosim shall we take again? And the Akkim Rabban Dishmi. But not Kolim Kaddish al Vaiti the Rabban Dishmi. Why? And then there's another Gemara, where the Gemara doesn't use the expression, doesn't mention the expression of Kolim Kaddish al Vaiti the Rabban Dishmi. That's in Yevomis. Oh, you have your own Shas. I see that you want to be Mikai and Mashra and you should work on with Amrubi every time. So you have to take it in your hands. Yeah. Here, there's another story that happened. Somebody did something that is indecent. It is not nice. In Vavastre, so a person forced the woman to give her consent for the Gush until she said Reitzan. But here is another story. There was a story of a Ktane who was in Skadeshes Alveimo with Rabo. And then she became a Gdele, and the husband, who was her husband, only with Rabbonon so far, was king of Shalachupe, and with the intention of confirming the Gdushin, so that it would be Gdushin the Raise, Gdushin Bia. So he was king of Shalachupe. So then another person came to the Chupe and he grabbed her with her consent, and he was Mikadisha. So, Midraise, she gave her consent to Midraise, even though she was already standing on the hook to get married again to the husband who had been her husband for years, Midrabolon. So she agreed to run away and to get married to him. He was Mikadisha. So the Chachomim Momachir Dilushin, the second husband, Dushin should not be hal. So here the Gemara says, "Vahi ubde dehavu binarish." It's the name of place. The idlishe kishiktano vigodlo. The eisvi abikosai. He brought her into the chupe to make a chupe again. The osa achine. Then another gentleman came, or not such a gentleman. The chot famine. The rabune, the rabchanane, or talmide, the rab hadosom. So then Gemara says, Rav Ashi Omar, who also shall we kehegen? Lificha chosu boi shall we kehegen? Ve'afkinu rabbonon likdush minei. So again, the Gemara says, the Gemara mentions, afkinu rabbonon likdush minei. You see, so here again, the Chachomim umafkia likdush minei at the very outset. Unlike the case here in Ksuves, where the Chachomim umafkia likdush minei years later, after a get was given an itnai, and the itnai was kind of aimless, here they were mafkia the Gdushin at the very outset, because also Shalik Egen. And here again, in Yevomis Dachkufiut, the Gemara does not mention the expression of Kodim Kaddish and Aizir Rabbonim Kaddish. So Teisa says the kasha. Why? So it's why. So Teisa says in Bor Basre. Teisa says in Bor Basre. Hocheloi kom adim kadish alayzer rabon mekadish. Yichin b'firik b'shamay. Gabi ufti di nares. Di chires. Di chicha kishiktano di godlo. Di osan shachina v'chotmene. Di doma b'vishksuve esu b'shaleach. Mishum di hocheloi firik b'shamay. Loi kodish alayzer rabon. Ki di koma hu osu shalom kehegen. Di tzorf leima. Di sober hoche. Di gishkei abil kachonun v'akadobon natire. Kibin da hakim rabon v'dishmene. V'afol gavloi kirish alayta. Roche perushim. Bish leime di kodish bikaspe. Motza rabonu lahat trakese velos di matomu liishe. Alo di kodish bibliye. Afo gab di ishki ele fachom lakadom na teire. Haine heichen lekaveire. Yeah. So, haine heichen lekaveire. Ken hayitrile roitivre. This he says here in Svestu. Abo bie vich yas chachom biose bies aveire. Mushane eim vade ish aviu biose bies nis. So, Teisa Shiti is that word the person, the mikadish, is also shaloi kehegen. So then, the chachomim ebikeach, to be eken the kedushin without recourse to call the mikadish like the rabbi mikadish. Because in this case, he was not just a tzaddik, this fellow, who forced the woman to say reitzani, and if not, he'll hit her. So, and then she said reitzani. So we couldn't say that this person does everything al das hachon. It was not that type of a person, you know, who did everything, who acted according to das hachon. So, and still the hachomi were makir dibushim. So that means, Teisa says, that when do we have to resort to al daiti rabbonu mikadesh if the mikadesh didn't do anything wrong? So then the hachomi had no keach to makir dibushim. Because of tzniuyes, protest, whatever. He didn't do anything wrong. But if the Kaddish acted inhumanly, so then the Chachomim had a keach to be mafkir the Kedushin without recourse to the fact that called him Kaddish like the Rabban Kaddish. Because in the case in the Rav Basra, he, in all probability, he did not do it on the Chachom. Because if he had been that type of a person who does it with Bas Rachomim, he wouldn't have acted that way. I mean, forced the Isha to say Reitzani. And in the case he promised, drag away a woman, you know, with her consent while she was standing on the chuppah, it's a terrible thing. So he didn't act like a human being. So in such case, well, it's also Shalikya again. Then we don't have to resort to call them Kaddish or Aitra Rabban. Is what it has to be explained, but that's Teisa Shita. That's the Shita. So that's the pshat in Rabbi Gershon also. So Rabbi Gershon goes one step further and says, every time a person is mekadesh b'biyeh, in view of the fact that Rab knew it among mekadesh b'biyeh, even though that's a heter gomor, but the Torah says that the b'shlishut rochem l'ishon ikness, but it's still a gather of Yeshloch Nagol Bishop Satira. It's not a nice thing. It's not sneezed to be Mikadish Bibiye. So it's also a Shalikayyan. So every time one is Mikadish Bibiye, it's also Shalikayyan. And if it's also Shalikayyan, so Thesis itself says, then the Chachomim have a Kiyak Beg. We have to explain it. But that's Thesis. The only machlekes between Thesis and Rabbi Gershon consists in this. According to Teisa's, we can apply the principle of Osa Shaloi Kehegen in a case where a person acted Shaloi Kehegen in respect to the act of Dushan. Let's say, to force an Isha to give her consent. So that's an act Shaloi Kehegen in the act of Dushan itself. Or let's say to grab away the woman as she stands under the chuppah, that's a shalik hegel act of dushman. But when one is mekadesh b'biyeh, so it's not shalik hegel act of dushman. After all, the Torah says tiyikach ishishu ubalo, so it's mekadesh the mitzvahs at all. So it's still shalik hegel, but it's shalik hegel not in the act of dushman. the Shaloyke Hegel is not imminent in the acquisition. It's extraneous to the acquisition because that's Niyazdik. That's Niyazdik. So Mele, that kind of Shaloyke Hegel, of not acting, it's Niyazdik, of Yesh of Novobishus at all, that doesn't justify the application of Achtinu Avon Dishmei. Only when the Shaloyke Hegel is imminent in the act of vision, not when the Shaloyke Hegel is extraneous to the act of vision, because of a lack of faith. Yes.
It's a little bit like we talk about when we're in time, comes to the same act.
No, no, I mean, it has to be imminent in Shaloyke Hegel. But when the act of vision per se is not Shaloyke Hegel, by the contrary, it is the Hegel Malach. The Torah says, Ki yikach ish isho balo, as far as the act of vision is concerned, not only did it involve an avera, it involved the kima mitzvah also, he was mekayim, the mitzvah of vision, he could have, if somebody is mekayim to be yes, so he's also, says the broche, it birkas a mitzvah, according to the Raman, it birkas a mitzvah, as a shem chase of itzvon la hois, vosa one esalusis. So the actual kehegen is not inherent in the act of vision. The Shaloyke Hegel is in the Midas, it's extraneous to the vision, because it shows that the person is not a tzenua. But the act of vision per se is Kehegel, not only Kehegel, in the sense it doesn't involve an avera. On the contrary, it involves a mitzvah, kima mitzvah of Kiyikach Shobolo, and he has to recite the Birkas a mitzvah. So that kind of Shaloyke Hegel, we don't say Nifichu Chosim in Shaloyke Hegel after Hashem, but and Rabbi Gershon. To the act of vision, as long as it involves an improper behavior, as the vision involves an improper behavior, regardless whether it's inherent in the act of vision or in the midas of the person, the personality, as long as it involves an improper behavior, so then the chachamim and the keach to be eikavish. So that's the pshat. In Rabbi Gershon. Yes.
So then we come out to Rabbi Gershon that we never have a case where a Makir condition of Mafre. Is that true? In other words,
no, he is also Mafre. Because the Chachom, according to Rabbi Gershon, one second, in respect to the Yishi Kesef, so then, see, one second, in view of the fact that this is a deraisa of the Vesefrim that is not implicit in the traditional mikro, so the Chachomim of the Keach to be a Kerendeles. After all, the Chachomim have the Keach to be a Keach. Mifishor, they can be a Keach, even the Kumbase, and Sheval Taise, like Kia Shefer and Shabbos, or Rulev and Shabbos, so they are a Kerendeles. But they don't have the Keach to be a Kerendeles in a Kumbase. But if it's a deraisa that is divisive, that is not implicit in the traditional mikvah, but implicit in the midrash atir and drashes, then according to Rabbi Gershon, they have a keach to be eikah. That's in respect to so the eikah to dushin l'mafreya.
One said that they're not okay l'mafreya.
That's another sheet. That's not Rabbi Gershon. That's another sheet. We discussed that sheet too. The Shinikbet is mentioned. But that's not from the Gashi Shiti. From the Gashi Shiti is that the Aika al Mafreya Dikdushin. If the Aika Dikdushin, so it has to be Mafreya. It cannot be any other way. Because Dushin cannot be not Mafreya. Because there is a Aloche. If somebody is Mikadish and Isho, and he says, Hayim Atishti, Umochori Atishti, there is no such thing. It's not like a Kiyan Nomi. So you can become can be kene a chayfetz nizman, but a kene nishes is not chayach nizman. In the chalais of kene nishes, it's not chayach nizman. So mele, if the chachomim have a keach to be a keach, so it has to be a mafreya. It cannot be the habit, because it's inconsistent with the whole chaleis of Kedushin to be only chalizman. There is no such thing. The chalizman. Kedushin is lay on boy. Unless he gives her a get, so then he terminates the ishes with anuha. But the Kedushin should be chal only his man, that's not shaykh. That's inconceivable. So here, according to Rabbi Gashmashat, so being in respect to Kodesh Bikaspe, so the Arikal Mafreya, and there the Chachomim and the Keach to the Arikal Mafreya, because the rices that are not implicit in the Pshidish Amikho, but in the Yiddish Atzir and Dreshin, then even though it's in Mashmoyis Amikho, it's in the Reise, but the Chachomim and the Keach to the Arikal that is the Reise, with theirs. And in respect to B.A., so they have again a Keach, to be here, even though B.A. is implicit in the Pshutish HaMikro, Ki Yikach Yishisho Ubolo, but it, since it's also Shalik Hegem, even though the Shalik Hegem is not imminent in the Pshutish itself, but it's extraneous in the Pshutish. The Shalik Hegem is in the personality of the person. He didn't act like it's a Nua, like a modest person, you see. So still the Chachomim of the Keach to be a Keach of the Kedushin without recourse to call them Kadosh Shaddai to Rabbi Gash. And that's the Pshat in Rabbi Gash. Except that Teisves holds that this Halacha first Shalik Hagen has no application to Kodesh Bibir, because here there is no Shalik Hagen that is imminent in the act of Kodesh. Alright, now let's see the Teisves. Now, I don't want either litan, so then we'll go over the thesis in Gittin. I don't want to use the time for going over the thesis in Gittin, even though thesis by saying to Rashi in effect incorporates the thesis of Gittin here, so it should be considered as if that thesis it had been here, but I mean just by way of shorthand. But I don't want to go over it now. Tena the Kodesh Mikasa. Now this case is a difficult thing. The Efka Bez no yo Efka. The Haben Moise Matone. Anyway, Yehu called the Lace of News. Kodesh Bibiya Maitali Neyma. Eich Yakil Bia Shogdushin. Vafilu. ואפילו לימן דומה בלישה רבו יש כאה ביד חכון לקדו ומתירה חיינה יחה חיינה כאילו לקדירה כאילו לישה רבו יהודה לתידר אבל איך די כאביר אם קודש עשי מביה אם קודש עשי מביה מה יקל נעימה שענה שעד יהיו רבו מלוס בלס נוז די קנדיש Now this thesis, as short as it is a very complicated thesis. So the Mashal gives one pshat, and the Mashal gives two pshat, but we have to explain this. Now, Tesis mentioned that Nivomes, now it's a great anymore. I don't want to be matriarch all the time, you know. All right, so this might be better, because that has the default. Pites Amid Aleph Yivamis Nan Hosso In Teamin Min Atome Alatoy Vin Toram Bishayik Tromosik Trumo In Mezi Tuyosab Niko. So there is a loche that's a Mishne in Trumes that we are not allowed to be tearing Min Atome Alatoy. We are not allowed to be tearing Minatom Yalatoya. Why? That's in the Rabbon. Because, say the decay, let's say you have a crop of Tfuye that is done, you have payers that are made, and you have payers that are there, and you are tearing, let's say, from the payers made, Trume, and the payers there, So it's all right with the Raisa, but with the Rabboni you're not allowed to do it. Why aren't you allowed to do it? Because of Pesedi Dikeya. Because if you have Peristerium, so if you would take off Trumet, you would take off Trumet from the Terim, so you'll be able to give it to the Kehen. You'll have to give it to the Kehen, and the Kehen will be able to eat it. But now that you are Mafrish from the Tomei and the Torah, you'll still give it to the Kehen. But what will the Kehen be able to do it? You'll be able to use it to Hastafshir, a big thing. So you'll have Hefset. So he'll sustain the loss. So because of that, because of the Hefset of the Kehen, so you're not allowed to be tearing Minatomei Yalatoya. Because of that, so the Rebbe Yehuda has a tshuva. Rebbe Yehuda has a tshuva that now that we don't give Tumei to the Kehen anyway, because Oti Hanu Machnei, we can give. So whenever we are Machnish Tumei, so Tumei or Chale, so we have to burn it. We have to burn it. So in Mele, there is no Isa to be tearing in a tomato. To be tearing in a tomato. Now, you know, you probably know, you all know, that I have been involved with strides for many years. So stride has an item of egg matzahs, you know. So the daily the egg matzahs, so is mixed with eggs and water. But the taste of the egg matzahs, so not a drop of water can come in. So just eggs. So maybe there is a shaila how to take off challah. How to take off challah, because since no water comes in, so it's doya. So the dough, so it's not mukhsha utabores tume. So it's not utabu tume. So the daily egg matzah, so it has water, so maybe it's mukhsha utabu tume. But the base of the egg matzah, so does not have any water, so it's toya. So how will you take off challah from the dough? You take off challah, and then what do you do with it? You burn it. When you take off challah from regular pastries, so you burn it. You can't give it to a kid today, so you burn it. But if you take off challah from the egg matzah dough, so you can't burn it because it's toya. Chale is like truma, and you're not allowed to be seiriv truma toya or chale toya. So how can you take off chale? So the solution consists that when they bake chale and one of them, you know, upstairs it's right, so they bake regular matzah that is mixed in water at the downstairs oven. Some mele, the mixer who is Jewish and she eats less, is told that not to take off challah from the egg matzah dough, but he should take off challah from the regular matzah dough and have mind to patter the egg matzah dough. The egg matzah dough. All right, that's the way it's done. So now I don't get any letters because the people became tired of sending me letters. At first I answered them, then I became tired of answering them. So I used to get letters. They know of that. So they said, how is it that I forgot the Mishneh of interning in Atomilatoya? So in other words, so when they take off the challah from the regular matzah dough and to patter the egg matzah dough, then the regular matzah dough is tomei, and the egg matzah dough is toya, so it's osir. But they don't know that maybe the people who write letters will think that they can pass them for everybody. So they don't know that maybe. So I used to answer them. Then I decided, why should I spend time answering them? They won't accept the answer anyway. They are looking for something. So they won't accept that answer anyway. So I stopped answering them. But that's the explanation why that can be done. Because now Bizman has said that everybody is itomi, you don't have a shaporo. So Yehuda paskins, it's all right with Hatrile to be tailing min atomi alatoi. So, Dan Hotsam in tailing min atomi alatoi, because of Tzedekia. The Toram b'shegeik tumasik tumo b'meizit l'nosa v'leklum. So the Eved, if b'shegeik, he didn't know that it's osea. So the tumo is a tumo. But b'meizit, so l'nosa v'leklum. My loss of the room, so heavy a machlekes between Rav Chisde and Rav Nosson Berabeish. Rav Chisde says, Omar Rav Chisde, the loss of the room, kolika, that you are hikrei vehodalitiv. So that means the Eved b'meizit, so the room is not hal, and latay, here you have tome, and here you have toy, and you took off trumo from this tummy and this toy. So the Eved b'meizi itloyosa b'likrum, that even the peres that you declare the strumo is hodoi tivle. It's not trumo and it's devil, and then we tell him, you take off trumo from the tummy itself, another pere, and then you'll be allowed to eat. So even Izar will be allowed to eat the same measure that he declared the struma, so it should be also a resorting. Struma, truma is a miser, I say, it's a truma resorting, a miser of miser Yishamayim. So the law here is no. The Rabbonon declared that as non truma, so it's devil. So then if he takes off another measure and declares that the struma from that meal itself, so then he's allowed to eat this measure that at the very outset was declared the state. That's what Rav Chisde says. That you are ikrei v'hodalitiv. Rav Nosson Berabei Shoma lo yosob l'iklum l'saken ha'asherayim avul trum ha'av. Rav Nosson Berabei Shoma says, no, that not. Because Chachomim are only l'saken l'chumre, not l'kule. Chachomim only said, L'chumre is l'osam l'kum. In other words, you want to eat all the other peiris. So the all the other peiris you cannot eat unless you are mafris other peiris and the other peiris. But this peiri itself, that he declared a strume, so Izar cannot eat. So why does the Nosson Berabei Shoma say that Izar cannot eat, even if he takes his mafris another time? Because in Kiya Biat Chachomin Lakadov of Natel of the Kumasei, Chachomin of the Kiya to be Kadom Natel Shabbat Tais, when Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos. So the Chachomin Malaytia, the mitzvah of blowing the shofar, when the first day, Sukkot, is on Shabbos, so the Chachomin Malaytia, the mitzvah of taking the lulav. But to be Matir and it. Matter Tuma Midraise, the Shem Tuma is how Midraise it's not also to be Mathis Matamera Toya, it's only the Rabbon because of Sidi the Kayer. Because of Sidi the Kayer. So Mele sins Midraise, the Tuma is Tuma, so the Chachomim do not have the authority, the Kayach, to declare it as devil, and then if he's mafrish again, shall be able to eat the same peiros that he already declared as truma, that he saw it shilet, because that would be bikum vasei, and in here he has a chomim akadom of nateo, bikum vasei. So there is a machlekes between Rav Chisde and Rav Nosson Berabei Shoma, as to whether yesh kia biat chomim akadom of nateo, bikum vasei, or in here a chomim akadom of nateo. So Rav Nosson Berabei Shoma says, in Kiyavya Rachom Lakadom Nati Rabbi Kumbasi Lideas. Only if he showed like in Yohan Rabbi Barah Carmel, so he was Eichia the Yisar of Shkut Echutz, in order to be Makrish and be Abad. But Lideas, that even Bez Nagod and Nishka Zagosis has no care, has no authority to be Eichia. And Rav Chisde says that Chachom Bez Nagod have a care to be a care dover in a tear and you need a meal set. Even there. So that's the machlekes. We pass it. The Rambam know the shame. Pass it like Rav Nosson Berabei Shoma. That in care that Rachon and Rachadon in a tear become a sin there. But that is the whole tieshkia. So Tainsky says like this. Feel the Magdamabi Sharat, the Yeshkia Kisachon Lakadol Matire, Heineke Dindre Kavere, Kiahi. The old Shabbat, the other Tibre, so the Chachomim declared this devil. Ado, Hechadikavere, the Kudeshesi, Bibie. So that means that it will be a Birasnu, so the Mausan Avere, because if the Chachomim, if he is Mikadik Bikese, so then, there is no Avere in that, not necessarily an Avere in that. Is Mikhail Kesem, so then, and if he's Ribola as yet, so then he doesn't involve an Avera. But if he's Mikhail B.A., even if he's not Bola again, but that B.A. itself becomes a dealer's loose. So it involves an Avera. So where it involves an Avera, so even Rav Chisda will be made it, that in Kia B.A.T. Chachon Rakadon Matei. Avera Nika Avera, in Kia B.A. Maikha B.A. Shane Shavur Adomam Dureiso Diloiso Bilas Nus the incandition. So the question is, so what's the tarot? But the Gemara's kashi was that where it involves an Avere, so then Inkir Racham Avadam Matira. Even a little bit of a freeze then. Lachaskam Rechamo according to Rav Moshe Bareishi. So what's the tarot of the Gemara? Shavur Adomam Dureiso Bilas Nus. So that's an Avere. So that's the kasha that is raised by the Marshal and the Marshal. Marshal, Nichta Vitzat, Heiru Shemafrish Matom Latoye, the Matiro Habet Rumo, the Yose Chachomim, the Omru Pshite Shatir in Misukot, אלא אפילו ריסי תרומו שהפריש מן התומי חוזר לטבו ממש בקושר הונם האווירי מאחר שחיזר לטיפלי ומסעקן ריסו מי ובי ואשים יצא לחום ומוטה לזורי ואין לימה לחום רואה בטבו so in other words, so the kasha is the very kasha of the Gemara, yes the very kasha of the Gemara, according to Jesus Jesus says, the kasha of the Gemara is Could we be a ma'ikar meima? So hefka bez nefka, we cannot say. And according to Rav Nosson Bareishi, so of course, in kia liat hachom lakadam natiya. But even according to Rav Chisda, that yesh kia, so that's only when there is no avere. But where there is an avere, not. So the question is, and why by ha'ik reid hodol itivle, there is also an avere. Because Ahik Reve, the Chachomim declared, Vim Toran, Vinezi, Tintrumosi Trumo. So Mele, so he has to be Mafrish in Mokimachaya, and then he'll be allowed, and Israel will be allowed to eat that measure of Peres that he already at first declared as Trumo. So it will be. Trumo Lizarim, so it will also involve an Avere. So, why do the Chachomim have the Keach to be Ikadeya? Oh, the Kosher Onam Avere, Miacha Shechit of Tiple, Yimsakim Eiso, Menei Ubei, Vashim Yitzu Lechum, Mutol Zorim, Vein Lehim Al Lechum Rav Etevo, Kdishi Yafri Sahakim Menei Ubei, Avoleu Am Afashor Menei Yitzu Lechum, Imi Chinein Ze Korat Benatir, Lechum Rav Alme, So Rav Chisda obviously says that you can be mafrish in Mokmacher and then Yisroel will be allowed to eat the same peres that you already at first declared the strumo. V'nira lifarish imasho kachomim v'atiro v'arziro yisi tevel gozelo inasa aviro shari tevel namechayim nisi elo shiyobi hakeim kure minei כי שתרזיה ותפריסי ובחי גב נולדת בידה לעצו כאוכל שנים עמוד רשס ומחקי ניס הרשס שישית so what does Mashal say? There's a difference over there at the very outset so there is no avera because what did the Chachomim do? They said that the measure of Peres that he declared as Trumo becomes stable again So at the very outset, there was only a chumrah, an extra very chacham. In other words, that becomes midraise, so he came and was allowed to eat it. So the chachamim said, no, it has a shem tevo, so mimele, even a kayim cannot eat it, unless he's mafkis in mokmach. But suppose next day or a week later he's mafkis in mokmach, so then he'll be sucking all the peires, including that particular measure of peires that he already originally declared as truma. So then the Yisrael will eat it, so then it'll be an avera. A kayim will be eating truma, because midraise eats truma. So that avera will take place later on. But at the very outset, there is no avera. There is a chumre, on the contrary, that the peiris at the very outset are not mishikonim as yet, and he has to be mafresh again. So that's the pshat by Masha. So the Masha doesn't like it. The Masha doesn't like it. So let's see what the Masha says. So he says, "Kosav Mashal v'koshon amaviri me'achash chizal tivli yomisakni an shomerech veili la'ar v'tchukov avol hanal v'chnoi v'nichale v'makshe v'kodish v'kaspe v'leka aviri al v'het kabez nehevkia v'adikdushin v'kore klar v'nevele b'ilosof shalui nischab v'kudushin v'nuz hochaname v'tchume hev kabez nehevkia." So the Masha gives two pshat. One pshat is a very strange pshat, that here by Tumah Kveva Hayit Kveva Hodor Tivle, it's by the application of Hefka Bez Nefka, because there is no Akira involved there. What was the Kasha by Masha? There is an Akira, because who the Reis in the Tumah was Chal? If the Tumah was Chal, some mele a Yisrael is not allowed to eat it. Now the Chachamim say, how he came on with Tivle, he has to be mafrish again, and then when he's mafrish, another measure of peiros, you know, as trumah on both crops, so then he'll be sucking both crops, and the Yisrael, the Bailim, will be allowed to eat even the original measure that he himself declared as trumah. So he'll be a zar shochu trumah. To be the behavior of Yisrael Aisi of Zar Shal Tumah, it's a Yisrael of Yisrael Yishamayu. So Masha says, no, since the Chachon Nevikiyah of Hefka Bez Nevikiyah, now, who can be Mafrish? The Bible can be Mafrish, but can Ruben be Mafrish Tumah for Shimon if Shimon did not appoint him as a Shliach? What right does he have to be Mafrish to take off from Shimon's truma to the misakin Shimon's truma, unless Shimon appointed him as a shliach, otherwise not. So here, since the Chachon Nevikiyah of Hefka Bez Nefkeh, so they declared that measure of peiros that the Bailim originally declared as truma, that's not his. It was never his. It was never his. So in other words, it was Hefkeh. So if it was Hefkeh, so that means he took off Hefka Peres as Truma. He declared Hefka Peres. Suppose there is a crop of Peres of Tevel, and then there are Peres Hefka, and he was not Zeich in the Peres Hefka, but he just said Peres Hefka Halolu, you Truma la Peres Halolu, Truma Bechal, because he has to be Mafris from his and his, but not from Hefka on somebody else's. So here, since the Chachamim apply the keach of Hefka Bez and Hefka, so mele, they're not in Kedol Madira. So it means the Mafreya is determined that Midiraise the Kriyashen was not true. This is what the Masha says. So actually, it's a very nice explanation, except for the fact that if it's on the basis of Hefka Bez and Hefka, so it's not because Yeshkiya Rafu is the homes, Yeshkiya Rechachomim, Laka Dover Mateo, become Rasei, because there is no Akira altogether. And the Gemara in the Bible says explicitly, the Chachmiz holds Yeshkira the Chachomim Lakadom Atira Bitumah say so the Karnerim is Masik and the first Pshat Mosh. Then the Mashal gives another Pshat. So he says, now let's go right in. Namely, the Hara Bitrokov, Abba, and all the Chmuli Michal, the Makshi, the Kodi, the Kas, the Kavi, all the Hefka, the Zekia, the Avigdushi, the Kore Klau, Umayla, the loss of the Mishab, the Gdushi, the Mishus, or Hanami, the Trumo, Hefka, the Zekia. The eight, another Pshat, the Trumo, Isa, the Shaila, the Lahava, the Trumo, the Kore, Abba, the Gdushi, the Kim, the Mishab, the Kaddish, the Bia, Heichne Korin Agdushan Mafreya, the Mati He Albiose, Jimshin is Havni, the Kaddish Box Pioshrash, Umishane, the Name of Sue, the Bilo, the Nicholas News, the Sulo Nide. So the second shot is also very strange, difficult. He says the second shot is there is no Achir involved. Why? Because Truma is a Shad. Because if somebody is marked with Trume or Maises. So then he can go to Yehoche or to Gimel at Yehidis and say that he was Gerei Hashem and his parents is Trume and his parents, but he has Harote, he has a Pesach, and you know that he is such a hardship as a result of declaring these parents as Trume or as Maises and the other parents. So then this can be matter. Because Truma, the creation of Truma of Maisves, is also a matter of Hafloe. And Sheol Chochem applies to every, not after Shmidor, but to every kind of Hafloe. Whether the Hafloe consists of a matter of Shmue, or the creation, or the creation of Truma of Maisves, so he can be Sheol Chochem. So Mele here, since a chochem can be matir, so the Marshal says, so the chachomim collectively can be matir, can be matkir b'tri Hashem, in the same way as the bezdin can be matkir b'tri Hashem, the mafreya somebody rises. So again, it's difficult because if it is based upon the fact that when the chachomim are matkir b'tri Hashem, in effect they are exercising the power of Heta Chochem, so he has nothing to do with Yeshkiya and the Chachomim, Lakia, the Dom, Natera, the Kumba, Seri, the Eris, and the Gemara in Yevamah says that according to Rav Chisda, so Yeshkiya and the Chachomim, Lakia, the Dom, Natera, the Kumba, Seri, the Eris. So, the Mashal's Pshat is better than the Mashal's, but it's Deichak, as the Mashal says. What is the Deichak in the Mashal's Pshat? Because according to Mashal, the difference between Hayik Reve Hodol Tivre and Hayik Reve Hodol Tivre and Kodesh Bibiye, according to the Makshe, consists in the fact that Nahik Reve Hodol Tivre da Beira that involves is later on. Mashenchin, Kodesh Bibiye, Kodesh Bibiye, from the Makshe's point of view. So the Avere was immediate. What did we do? Whether it involves an Avere later on or immediate. What differently? And then, we also have to understand what's the terror of the Gemara. Shavuot, Rabbonon, the loss of Bilas Nus, the incongruition. But again, there is an Avere, not one Avere, but many Averes. Let's say he happened to give it a get 20 years later. So 20 years he was bailed in the hospital as loose. So I mean, so many Averes, not just one Avere. On the contrary, over there is just one Avere. A Israel will need this measure of prayers once, and here there will be Bilas Nus in the course of 20 years. Time and time again. So there are even more Averes. That Kasha the Mashal doesn't raise. But I mean, it's a Kasha. What's the Pshat list? I think, now, we have to consider one question. There is a Machlekes between Rav Chisda and Rav Nosson Bar Eishe whether Yeshki Abu Chachomin, like a double Matteo, he come by saying this. One thing is clear, come to everyone, that the Sheva Taise, Yeshki Abu Chachomin, like a double Matteo. This, as the Chachomin were reaching the mitzvah of Shefer, when Shabbos is, when Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos. As the Chachomin were reaching the mitzvah of Lulim, when the first day of Sukkot is on Shabbos. As the Chachomin were reaching the mitzvah of Tzitzis, in the Begit Shal Pishton, the Chachomin Moricha because there it's a Shalal Taiz. So there the Chachomin and the Keach to be Eke, the Mitzvah, the Chiyuv of Tumim Tzitzes in Sadim Shal Pishton, or the Chiyuv of blowing Shofar and Rosh Hashanah, the Chiyuv of taking the Lulev on the first day of Sukkot and Tzman. Then there's another Aloche that is not controversial. That is that Yeshkiya biyabezdin biyatachomi lakir dovon natiro vikum vasein vishov as in Yoda Hakam. So what did Yoda do? He was makrif kochin yechutz in the Midah Mose in order to be makrif the Nevi'a Baal to show Am Yisrael that the Nevi'a Baal are not leaders of the Jewish people, but they are deceiving the Jewish people. So Mela, because of that, he was Eichel, if he showed Leo, he was Eichel, if he showed the Yisr of being Makrif Kochim Lechutz, even though it's a Yisr of Kores. So that the Chachamim never care. According to everyone, it means that the Chachamim can temporarily be Eichel, the Yisr of Kochim Lechutz. The question is, in regard to this deal, the machlik is between Chafizna and Abnos and Bareishi. So Chafizna says, Yesh Kirbe Chachom Lakov Dom Natiro Bikum Vasim. So if somebody is telling Trumo, Binatome Yalatoya Bimezit, so a week later, Hodolitiv, so that measure of Paris that he declared this Trumo is declared by the Chachamim as devil, as if nothing happened. That means he should ignore everything and he has to be tearing again as if nothing had happened, and then when he's tearing again, so then everything will be misukon and you'll be able to eat, the Bailim will be able to eat all the other peiris, including this particular measure of peiris that he originally declared as true. But this measure of payers that he originally declared as Trumor, so Midraise is Trumor, so it's also to Israel. How can the Israel eat it after his mafrish Trumor Mokmacher? So we can say, according to Mafrish, the Chachomim have a keach to be a keach of the Yisr of Trumor Mizorim, Yudeus. So now is the Reikah of the Yisr, or that not. Even Rav Chisde is made that Bikum Vaseil Deiris Chachomim have no keach to be Eichel a Nisar of Kumas Sheval Tais, yes, but a Nisar Bikum Vaseil Deiris the Chachomim have no keach. They have no keach. Deiris not. If you show, yes, but with Deiris not. For the business to why we have a keach to declare it as Tevu, because the Chachomim Nebikeach to be Nafkia Yechalis. Chachomim Nebikeach to be Nafkia Yechalis. In other words, this is a Chalishan Chomo. When he was Mafrish, a certain measure of Peiris, as Tomo, on both crops, the Tani crop and the Tomo crop, so then the Shem Tomo was Chal. It acquired a certain status, the Peiris. He declared it as Tomo. Before it was Tevel, like the rest of the pears. And this measure of pears, by saying, by being Chalei Hashem, by saying, pears hallo, you Tumo al pears hallo, so then it acquired a special status, a Chalei Hashem of Tumo, so the Chachomim of the Keach, to be Mafkia a Chalei Hashem. Even with theirs. So it's not that the Chachomim were a Keach, the Yisr of Tumo Zon, Chas v'Sholem, that the Chachomim have no keach to be each here, the Yisrael from his own. But the Chachomim of the Keach, to be each here, to annul a Chalishem of Midrash. Even though Midrash say it acquired the Chalishem, his special status, the Keach, his special Shem, of Trumo. So mainly because of that Chalishem of Trumo, they are also Lizorim. They are also Lizorim. And there was a chiyuv of Nisim Bishamai. But the Chachomim of the Keach, to be a Jerry Chalishem. Mimeya there is no Yisa. So it's not, the Akira is not Chal on the Yisa of the Yisa. The Akira is Chal on the Chalishem Trumah. So Mimeya this discussion is, why do you not ask? Tell me now the Kodesh Bikasim. So I have to be an Evka. But Kodesh Bikasim, so my eagle name are, but according to the Mandona, that yes, Jabez Chom Lakato was not here. Even the Kumba say, Hayi Kreide, Hodri Tivu. So what's the Pshat? They have the Keach to be Eicha, the Chalishem Trumo. So here, the Chachomim have the Keach to be Eicha, the King of Dushim. The certainly Chalishem, it's a Kinyan. Well, if they have a Keach to be Eicha, the Chalishem, the Kriyashem of Trumo, the Chalishem Trumo, they should have a Keach to be Eicha, the Chalishem Dushim, the king of Dushim. So we may let it, if they are each of the Chalishem Dushim, Limafreya, so we may let she's not an Ishishish, so they don't have to be each of the Isa of Isinov. Chas Visholem, the Isa of Isinov, the Chachon Yerush Eiji, with the Yerush, Chas Visholem. But they are each of the Dushim, they annul the Dushim. They nullify the Dushim Limafreya. Mimele she's not an Ishishish. Mimele, there is no Yisar of Nisina. So what's the kasha of Nimora? That's Tesis kasha. So Tesis says, Kafir Lemandola, Bo Yisharav, Yeshkeach Lechachom Lagadol Nateire, Hai Neki Vindule Kaveire, Kayido Yisharav O Yehodol Title, Avol Heichet Nikaveiro, Vim Kudeshes Yibie, So Mimele, if they will, declare the Kedushin as null and void, ab initio lemafreya. So then there is the Aveira, so that means that the Kedushin, which at the very outset was supposed to be a Kedushin, be as Kedushin, turned out the lemafreya into a be as nus. So it involves an Aveira, a be as nus. It means that he did an Aveira. There's the Gemara's kasha. So maybe the Chachamim don't have a keach to annul a kinyan or a chalishem when, as a result of the nullification of the chalishem, as a result of the nullification of the kinyan, so it means that it can be an aveira. So the Gemara's teretz is here, there is no aveira. Bishaite, the beer was a beer lishin dush. And not only that beer was a beer lishin dush. Even all the other beers in the course of the 20 years that intervened between the Gdushin and this get, 20 years or 30 years or 40 years or 50 years. So all the beers were beers lishin dishes. But then the Chachomim retroactively determined as a Bilasnus. But Bishaite, when the Bias took place, they are Biasli Shemishes, the Achishes. So Mele, he doesn't even involve in Aveira. So the Machias Yom, the Din as much as a result of the nullification of the annulment of the Gdushin by the Chachomim. It's by the Chachomim. So Mele, there is an Aveira, some male Chachomim will not be here, or cannot be here, or will not be here, whatever the pshat is. So the Gemara says, no, that inasmuch as Bishaite, they were not Averas. Because Bishaite was a Bielish Indushin, and even the other Bias were Bias in the regular course of the marital relationship between the husband and the wife, so it's Bias Lishenishes. But now, 20 years later, 50 years later, the Chachomim declared that retroactively, if the Gdushin Ab Initio was null and void, the Nele older beers in the course of the 20 years, in the course of the 50 years, were not beer sufficient. But Bishaite, they were not done as Averas. So Mimele, the Chachomim not only have the Keah, but the Chachomim are ready to declare the Bias Nus Limachreya, as long as Bishaite, it wasn't, they were not done as Averas. Yes. I thought somebody else. Now, for I said, it's going to be time. Is it more to me or no? I just let it. Yeah. The solution is good. Yes, bonus. Yes, bonus. Now, here the Gemara says, Achim Rabbein Yudhishthir, it's important to know all the Achim Rabbein Yudhishthir that the Gemara mentions. So, there are two types I mentioned before. There are two types of Achim Rabbein Yudhishthir. One type of Achim Rabbein Yudhishthir is in a case where the Chachamim at the very outset, at the time the Gdushin is made, they declare that there's no invalid. In the case of the Basra, where a person acted improperly by forcing the woman to give her consent to the marriage, so with Raise Agav Unse Gomo Makne, where the Chachamim said, Achim Rabbein Yudhishthir, and in the case in Yevomis, also at the very outset, they were Makir the Gushin, where Iktana was standing under the chuppah to be confirmed into Dushi the Raise. So then another man grabbed her with her consent from under the chuppah. So again, the Chachamim were Makir the Gushin of the second husband. So there, in these two cases, the Chachamim were Makir the Gushin at the very outset. Then we have another case, by Gemara in Suvis, and Gemara in Yadavdeh, where the Chachamim were Mafkir the Gdushin many years after the Gdushin. In other words, that if he was a Kaddish Elisha, then 20 years later he gives her a gift, and he stipulates it by that and he doesn't come within Lamed Yeh, but he wants to come, but he's prevented from coming.